beggar wakes in a bed of night, dressed in silver and dressed in white. She says she's having the strangest dreams of another time and century. And now she speaks of a far-off place, a woman and a man are in a deep embrace. Don't they know it's against the law? Well, it must have been before the war, long before it was. Real love and devotion,
the sight and touch.
Real love and emotion,
the sight and touch.
Real love and devotion, before the modern world. She hears voices in her mind, talking of another world lost in time, before they took away the words that told us how we words of
real love and devotion, sight and touch.
Real love and emotion,
sight and touch.
Real love and devotion, before the modern watching us on the video line, but we sit and wait until the night. In the night, we have sweet love and devotion.
Hello, Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins. We are podcasting with Octava Day 16, October 2014, Day 16. Songs that we first bought, or from albums that we first bought, and songs from albums that we bought most recently. Well, I couldn't just do one, so I'm playing Chris de Burgh's, one of the first albums I bought, Man and Lion. I know I played something from Man and Lion in a previous boo. I think it was in my favourite tracks, Head and Heart, which is also from this album. The album's called Man on the Line. I think it goes back to about 1986 or 7, something like that. A brilliant album, in my opinion. Should definitely maybe go and have a listen to it on Spotify if you don't want to buy it. But yeah, very mysterious song, this. It's called Sight and Touch. It was definitely in Chris de Burgh's better singing sort of era. And the next song I'm going to play is definitely from one of the first albums that I bought. I think, actually, to be fair, I can't remember if I bought the Chris de Burgh one or not, but this is Clan Had Something to Believe In.
Everybody's rushing around, trying to keep a hold on some peace of mind. All the time. And some. Thank you.
was Something to Believe In there from Clannad. I think there was an album that they actually went over to the States to record, because it was sort of definitely of its time, if not ahead of its time at the time. The album was called Cirrus, I believe. Not sure the spelling of that, but if you wiki Clannad, C-L-A-N-N-A-D, you can find out more, and all their albums and stuff. Thoroughly recommend that you give that one a try, though. So two albums previous, so two songs there were two that I bought back in the day. Some of the first albums I bought. This is some of the most recent. This is Vaartina. It's a band from Finland, V-A-R-T-T-I-N for November A, and the A's are those U-acute A's or umlauts or whatever. U-acute. It says A U-acute with voiceover anyway. But yeah. This is them. I think they're awesome. This album was recorded in 2012. Song is called what is the song called? Hang on a minute. The English translation is The Mist Maiden. Awesome. I love my world music though, and that was one more for you.
Sacrifice it all and maybe say
song is called Extraordinary, and I bought this like last week or the week before. It's Clean Bandit, and I'm trying to think what the album's called. Let's have a look as well. But anyway, Clean Bandit, you can, I think this is their first album, so it won't be difficult to find them. C-L-E-A-N-E, Bandit, B-N-D-I-T. I bought this because someone else played it when discussing something that, things they'd bought recently. It was one of the first Octavas. I think it was The Big R. The Big R. Very, very, very good album. I'm going to leave you with the rest of it and speak to you all soon. It will all be fine.